Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post Credit Scene podcast.
That was usually probably the best one on the mic in terms of like levels.
Oh, word. Yeah. Favoritism.
Thank you.
No,
you lean back.
I just know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I did a lot. Yeah. Maybe for the second.
I also think it's placement of where you lot are.
And also, because
yeah, she's right in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's a seasoned person on the mic.
You didn't laugh.
I got the laugh in there, so everyone else would. Teacher, shit. I can't see me solo though, because the mic's in the way. Shrilling forward.
Yeah, you went there to start the pod. Goodness me,
you're good.
We are the Post Credit Scene podcast. Sorry to interrupt you, Basola. We're going to get into like how everyone's doing.
No, it was just so nice. I was going to be like, kids eating a regular Bueno, not a white Kinder Bueno.
The white is dead.
You prefer white?
The white one, 100%.
Shout out to regular.
No, that is actually delete.
White is messy, you know. Take one bite, all crumbs will fall out of shit. It's better weird, man.
No, it's actually the more elite Kinder Bueno.
Nah.
It's fine.
Nah.
I like Kinder Bueno. I like both.
But the white one's better, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys still talking about Kinder Bueno?
Yeah, literally.
We just started, to be fair. Still got those more. Kinder bonbons, love them.
Yeah, those are really good.
Those are elite, bro.
The little hippos.
Oh, hippos are elite.
Ferrero Rocher or Kinder Bueno's?
Ferrero Rocher.
Kinder Bueno.
Kinder.
Ferrero Rocher, yeah. if we're talking a singular item, if we're talking brand.
I can only have one Ferrero. After one.
Yeah. So much.
After one, it's like.
It's a bit sickening, no?
I love a sickening feeling. But,
what?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You seem to like things in your mouth.
Yeah.
Happy Pride Month, man.
Okay.
Right.
It could have been a female thing. All right, cool.
We are the Post Credit Scene podcast, a 14 HQ original lovers of film, TV and theatre. Back in the studio for what's going to be a very, very fun episode today. I think me and Manny have been talking about this morning about how this is going to work. Basola already knew what the pod was, of course, because that's what she does.
She came early, actually.
She helps it up naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Let's see how everyone's doing. Manny.
Yes, sir, my guy.
How are you, sir?
I'm all good, man. I'm all good.
How's your week been?
Been all right. My Switch 2 came the other day. Happy Brown last night. Played it. Mario World. Super fun. Enjoyable. Look, excited to play something.
You was at a theatre event this
week? It was a theatre show. I went to watch Miss Myrtle's Garden at the Bush Theatre. My favourite theatre house. Really good show. It's on until, I want to say, like early July.
Recommendation?
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. It's a show that explores dementia, grief, loss. Yeah, man, it's a really well-written show. The character, Miss Myrtle, played by Devine, I can't remember her surname. It's hilarious. She's great. Really enjoyable. So if you like theatre, I would recommend to go there. To be fair, like Bush Theatre, anything could be on the Bush Theatre. I could not hear a single thing about it. I'll go watch it because I think they just have the best productions ever.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's important
really
to note, you had an interview this week as well. A round of applause for
that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I spoke to Danny James King, the writer of Miss Myrtle's Garden. Really good. When I spoke to him about it, he said like, he doesn't see himself as like a theatre writer, he's just a writer. Because he used to write like, I think like political reviews. So he used to like talk with the Prime Minister. I think he said that his biggest achievement was speaking to Dalai Lama. That's
no, Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama.
She really didn't help you.
Yeah, she didn't. Some political leader, but he's just talking about in the sense that he feels like he's just a writer rather than a theatre show writer. I think he's working on a TV show. Said he would love to come on the pod as well. So like, we'll have you on when next time you got something to promote. So yeah, man, it was great speaking to him. I saw him on Friday as well during press night. Spoke to him briefly. Then bounced. But yeah, man, it was a good show. Seems like a good guy as well.
It was good, right?
Yeah, thank you.
You've got some really good connections in that world, so shout out to you.
Man. Yeah, man, I love theatre, man. So I'm trying to speak to as many people within theatre as possible because it's a great space and they do quite a lot of great stuff in terms of creating good art, especially through the art of, I guess, as he put it, the art of arguments. Like he says that theatre is a space for people to connect via arguments within the theatre scene, and I never really thought about it that way.
Yeah.
And I thought like, yeah, that's great, man. But yeah, man. Stuff.
Oh, it's been a busy week for you. Tell us about it.
Yeah, man. Busy week. Flew to... Had a little mid-season break, you know what I mean? Which was fun. Flew to Montenegro. guys, I recommend it. Highly. Highly recommend it. Okay. You know, you guys should go, definitely.
I'm not listening. I need to gloss my lips.
So. All right, cool. It was cheap and cheerful. It was fun, you know what I mean?
What did you do out there?
What did you do out there?
No.
Did you say who did you do out there?
No, it's a.
I wouldn't frame the question that way, personally.
No. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. We done everything from like the boat trips and the cave diving and the city tours and etc. and all of that. It was dope. Obviously, laid on the beach. See my tan, obviously.
I don't think you've got a tan. You brought it up the other day. I don't think you've got one.
Are you mad, fam?
Because you're trying to be discreet. You should have just made as much noise as you needed to, bro. I see him working hard there.
Nobody enjoying the food.
Yeah.
Put your leg away.
Tan. She's tan.
Put your leg away.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I've got a tan, definitely. And it was fun. We done a lot of stuff, man. And then, but it's one of the most picturesque places that I've been to in my whole life. You don't have to go somewhere for it to look leng. You just walk outside and it's just leng, you know. And it was super cheap as well. Like flights were like £90, and then my accommodation for like a 4 to 5 star place was like €60 a night, which is so good. Like that's so good. Guys, go. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't call it like a party vibe. It's more of a couples or family type thing.
Did you use a 14 HQ budget or host budget?
Host budget, man. Host budget.
Guys are rushing me today because they ain't got time. They ain't got time in the stew.
No.
Just trying to find a way out of it.
Nah, and then obviously we had South by Southwest, which was fun as well. You know, went to like a few things there, and you know that was cool. And
you said you networked.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Met a few people, you know, for the pod, for 14, for different, you know, every situation. Super fun. Do you know, like I said to someone, that event, the festival is a tough one. I feel like if you're in positions like us, I guess, where we're like very much in the industry, it might be worth it. Now, if you're like a freelancer and you're just trying to get in, I don't think it's worth 1.2k, you know what I'm saying, to be there for the whole week. But like for someone like me, if I'm there, I could potentially get a job worth 10 times the amount, you know, of that. And that's like potentially.
She rolled her eyes.
No, but I'm trying to give some fucking game here, brother. Okay, do you know what I mean? But if you're like,
you stop nodding along. You rolled your eyes as well. And you look at me, wait, oh my gosh, my boss. Yes.
But if you're like a freelance writer or something like that, okay, like you're gonna, like, I just don't think it's worth it.
I think,
brother, relax.
Called you a kiss ass.
I mean, I'll get into my thoughts on it in a second, but I think for its first one, it will take some time to find its feet because there's always going to be drawn comparisons to the Texas one, and it's worlds apart in it. So especially because London and Texas are just two different types of places,
the size as well,
two different types of people. Yeah. From what I heard from the people that were there in Texas, just
night and day.
They were saying there's things to do everywhere in Texas. Like there was activations for like TV and film and gaming and whatever, music, whereas here everything was just, it was just Shoreditch.
Yeah, don't get me wrong though, there was things to do and it was fun, but you'd have to find those things to do. It was like, oh, like that, you know, it interests me, let me go here, da, da, da. Whereas I heard that in Texas it was like you were up from like 9 a.m.
if you left the road before, like, something was in your face.
Yeah so but yeah, we'll see next year. You know what I mean? It might be a good vibe.
Manny and Biss are doing some eye contact. No. Yeah, Manny and Biss.
I'm just smiling there. I'm just happy to see him.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Biss, how was your week?
It was okay. Nothing to write home about. Work. Do you know sometimes when you're at work here and you're like, oh my goodness, I literally have to work for money?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really working for the salary. Was that kind of week?
It's interesting. people throw that accusation at Gen Z, but that's a relatable feeling.
Oh, it affects.
Yeah. That's not a Gen Z thing. Like, I feel that way a lot of the time. Like, wow.
Oh, 1,000% all the time.
Especially 5 day weeks. That's I think 5 day weeks is a bit too much personally.
I do.
I think it should be 4. Sorry, business people like yourself. I think it should be 4 day working weeks and then 3 day chills.
I agree. I think if all businesses agree.
Kids nodding.
Nikki said, I'm on your side. As long as you say it, I say it too.
But I'm like, you know, we have recordings of you getting upset at the fact that your employees were taking bank holiday off.
No.
He said, I can't believe
like a national holiday. And you're talking about, get out of here, bro.
I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at the country for giving them their bank holidays, bruv. Okay. What the hell's an early May bank holiday? What kind of is that, bruv? You know what I'm saying? Like, what to do?
Master got me with Eric, and that's what it sounds like working for you. I also went South by Southwest.
Oh, well, nice.
Did I? I didn't go to a single talk or a single performance.
You were invited, but you didn't go.
No, no. I picked up my pass, yeah? Let me tell you how that day went. Picked up my pass, and I saw a really interesting talk. Mind you, I'm not a huge fan of networking events and that kind of stuff, like, and talks as a whole. But I was like, this one seems kind of interesting, so I'll go to it, yeah? So I go to a place that it said it was at. I went there, I get in, there's a drum kit and like bar staff in there. They're looking at me, I'm looking at them. They're like, babe, where are you meant to be? I was like, babe, I don't know. Yeah, and they were like, oh, let's go for it together. They were like, oh, babe, I don't. And I was like, fuck this. Like, what the hell? Went around, couldn't find it. There's a sign on the door saying there are no South by Southwest events in here. Basically, do not come into this building. Go to the other spot. The girl was like, I don't know.
Oh, was this like,
it means people I know were trying to get there.
Exactly.
Do you get me?
So they put a sign in there and they were like, oh, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I was like, you know what? So I called my colleague, like, yo, I'm not doing this today. I can't. I actually physically cannot do this, yeah? He was like, oh, we've got a meeting elsewhere, so come to this activation that we have to do. So I walked 30 minutes elsewhere, got my steps in. Then I called Gaz.
You didn't call me.
I voice noted Gaz, yeah? And he complained that the voice note wasn't even good quality.
It was bad voice. She even agreed.
He just sent me his location instead. And I was like, you're not listening to the gripe I've had today. Like, this has been quite stressful. He's like, okay, here's my location. And I was like, okay, well, there's that. And then I went to the Barbican. And shout out Rebel Radio. We are there this weekend till next weekend. Looking at the history of pirate radio, X-Represent Radio.
Cold.
So yeah, there are some activations at the Barbican for quite a bit of time, and you can go see the history of radio.
Nice.
So yeah, just been working very, very hard.
Yeah, South by Southwest was cool for me. I got to see quite a few good films, which was fun, man. Mm-hmm. So,
did you see Stans?
No, but I heard it was good.
I really wanted to see, there was this animation called Space Alien Lesbians. Me and my colleague wanted to go see it, and then I read one of the reasons. Someone was like, it's terrible, it absolutely sucks. But I still really wanted to go watch it, because I feel like names like that usually means it's going to be a bit mid. But it was only 40 minutes. Mm. I didn't really see it.
What I did like, though, was that the talks weren't like 4 hours long. Do you get me? Like, I've gone to like a few conferences and just fallen asleep, bro. It's like long, bro. But like, they were averaged at like an hour.
What do you guys want to get out of these talks and stuff? Like, when you guys go to them, what's your aim?
Like, afterwards, people all like congregate, and there's like a, and because you've all just watched a thing that might have inspired you, or you know, might have given you like certain knowledge, or you might have done half of what the person on the panel thing has done, then in the room you all feel like you've shared that same knowledge now. So then you can now, you know, connect and talk. There was like I went to a film and TV talk on Tuesday, and you know, there was like producers and directors and writers and blah blah blah, and you know, I you know, I got like loads of emails, and it was like, if you're working on anything, you know what I mean, let me know, blah, blah, blah. Because they assume that you have an interest because you're in that room, because they're in that room, and blah, blah, blah. So there's loads.
Absolutely, yeah. Hate networking, you know, the idea of networking makes me sick.
I don't know if anyone likes
I'm
it.
I'm terrible. I don't think I'm very good at it.
That's cap.
It just depends.
I've seen you work.
I don't think I'm good at it. I don't think it's networking.
It's the framing of the word networking when really it's just having a conversation.
Like, I could networking talk to a brick wall, sound, I don't think I can network. I don't think it's the same thing.
It is.
Networking makes it sound more pretentious or professional than it actually really has to be. It can just be a conversation between two people, which you're good at. It's what you do.
I hate the...
Is it self-promotion that you have with, yeah?
So what do you get up to? Honestly, I specialise in getting the job done. Like, for real, I just got work. Like, well, what do you do? Oh, I do this. I'm like, okay, lit.
Yeah, but you might be of use to that person.
Nah.
And then money.
But yeah, no.
I don't think
good,
any
man.
Of these talks lead to bread, man.
That's cap. No. I could tell you firsthand, baby. Yes, I do.
I saw a good film, Manny, by the way.
Which one?
Guys, how's your week been?
Saw Late Shift.
It's what's that?
Really
about?
Fucking good film. It was at South by, I saw it on Tuesday. Because 9 to 5, I didn't get to do everything. So mm-hmm. I saw a film called Late Shift, which is a Swiss-German film. Really good. Mm. It's out in August. It's about like a nurse, underfunded ward, sorry, an understaffed ward. And she's just struggling to sort of balance. She's doing like two or three different jobs at once. And you really sort of feel her, you feel the pressure building slowly but surely as she sort of has to do different things and leads to mistakes. And it just puts you in the position of how difficult it is at this moment in time. With nurses depleting by like the day and by the year, and it's like, yeah. And also, it's like, wow, look after your health, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
How was life with Chuck?
Oh, good, bad, yeah. Really good.
Have you seen it as well?
No, I was meant to go yesterday and I was like, same. I literally really cannot
good,
do this.
Really good.
We recently watched a film together. We did, I can't remember the name of it, which is brazy because I really liked the film.
Wait, that one?
No, I went to Soho to watch it.
One with the hand.
Lollipop.
Lollipop, there you go.
Oh, when she's hugging the child.
Yeah.
It's a fucking good film.
That's a really good film, bro.
Yeah.
Bring tissues. I think you.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. And what I noticed when I spoke to you guys about is that no man has any lines in the film. Yeah, there you go. I feel that's a good selling point for women.
You should have just started it with that.
I think it's important. I think there's a good reason as to why she did that. Apart from there's a little boy there that obviously talks. I think it's definitely more of a film about like sisterhood, what women go through within the UK. I really like that film, like a lot. I'm probably gonna rewatch it when it comes out in cinema. I can't remember the dates.
Sometime in June, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
They're doing like a tour for it right now in the country just to try and get people to watch it. I'd definitely recommend it. It's like a BBC film with multimedia production or something like that. But it's a good film, man. Yeah.
Dope.
It's quite grounded. Very much grounded, man. Anyway, let's
go. No. Congratulations to you.
Oh my gosh, Mr. 15K.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
We love this for you. Last time I congratulated him on 13.
I told you to shut up. Yeah. Just fuck off. No, I appreciate it.
It was like 2 weeks ago as well.
Yeah.
I love this for you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, 2 weeks. It'll be 20. Yeah.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
Also, go on, Hussein.
And we hit 5K.
Yep.
On YouTube.
Look at the timing.
Yeah. Cooking, guys, man.
Sola's got a crazy thing going on with the team, man, and everyone's. You got us, man.
It's part of the brand now.
Sometimes you have to confirm, bro. Sometimes you have to. Just give it to him. Do you know what guys lost to do? Yeah? He lost taking like these Gen Z.
And he goes, as Basola would say.
As the kids will say, as Basola say, he's like, my nigga, just say it. Just say it.
But ages would be like, as Basola would say, purr. And I was like,
I've got some gist for you guys. Let's get to the job today. This is going to be a fun episode. We're going to draft films from the 2000s. Everyone's got 5 films to pick.
Wait, it's 2000 as a whole?
It's 2000 to 2009.
Oh.
That's what 2000s are.
This 2000s.
He said that's what the 2000s are. Oh, like, so. Decades.
I literally wasn't speaking to him in the first place. That's the truth.
These two are going to go at it today. So we're going to pick 5 films from the decade. I'm going to assume people have more films on the board. So this is going to be really fun. I'm really excited for this because there's such a wide range of films to pick from, firstly. Secondly, we've all got sort of like different tastes.
Yeah.
And some of them do cross over, but I can't imagine there's like going to be a massive crossover per se.
I don't think so. Also, can I just say, if I wanted to, I could have been the top 5 of just Will Smith films. That was his era.
He'd just be saying things.
Well, shut up, bro. That was his era.
Oh, my goodness.
That was his era. That was his era. That was his era. That was his era.
She's not happy with him.
Guys, the rules?
The rules. And Kizzy's going to make a note of this as well. The rules are pick 5 films. 2 films can be from the same genre. So, for example, if you want to pick a film that fits into crime, you can pick crime twice. After that, you have to pick a different genre.
What?
Obviously, films can cross over with genres.
But you know, he's got the whole of Marvel in there.
But you have to state...
Marvel side doesn't it? So.
When you state your film, you state the genre you want it for.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So some films might be like a crime thriller. You need to pick specifically whether it's a thriller or a crime.
Got you.
The remaining...
What?
Bro, it's in the group chat.
Well, what
Shut
finished?
Up! What let him finished? Speak. How about you let him speak? And then you can interrupt. As you were saying, guys.
I'll let him land. Go on.
Well, what if I have 2 films? Sorry, 4 films, and 2 of them are of the same genre, like 2-2.
No.
So no.
2 from the same, 3 remaining must be different, distinctly.
Yeah. So you can't
distinctly.
You can't do thriller, crime, yeah, comedy. You can't do that. You can't do thriller, crime, comedy, adventure, something like that. So you can't do 2-2.
All right.
Yeah.
You also can't pick like 2-2-2-2. That's what we just said, bro.
Yeah. It's okay.
The remaining 3 films must each be fairly distinct. Kiz is going to be the ref for this, so Kiz will decide whether you accept that specific genre. Each genre must be clearly justifiable, and if there's any dispute, Kiz will frank them.
Is he cheating over there? No, they're cheating.
Some of the genres we can use include action, comedy, drama, thriller, horror, sci-fi, fantasy, animation, romance, documentary, musical, crime, war, western, etc., etc. Everyone cool with that?
Yes, sir.
Kiz, your task also is to decide who goes first, second, third, fourth, and then so on and so forth after that.
Are we starting fifth to first or first to fifth?
This is the interesting part. You can draft where you want, but once you've drafted, that's it. So if you want to draft one first... feel free.
I
don't necessarily, I think that's a bit boring. I'm not going to do that, but you can do if you want to.
I'm going to go 51st, yeah.
I'm picking the ones that I think are going to get taken.
Oh my. Wait. Pause. Sorry.
You can't pick a film that somebody else has picked.
You're lying.
Bro, no.
Nope.
Is this your first time doing this? Like a draft ever? Come on, man. Come on. We've done this before. Can you have
like
a before?
No. But we usually like share them.
Nah. This is for the spoils. It's an individual thing.
All right, cool.
This is selfish.
Yeah. We're at war.
You're 2000s guy as well. You're fine. This is you two's bag. Yeah. You as well. These two lads.
Yeah.
Most of my films are from that era.
Yeah. Kiz.
Yep.
Are you ready for us to get going with the?
One second, Jason, come in.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh man.
That's childish.
What do you do?
Jason has just walked in and spilled his drink. So.
Do you know what? I'll wait outside.
I mean, you're here now. So just.
No, you're here now. I literally made room for you, so come in.
Aww.
Oh. Okay. All gaming friends. Yes, hi. All my gaming friends.
Ah, you're coming last.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Go on, Kiz.
This is actually kind of tough for me.
You're going to help me drop out treasure, by the way.
It's 30 seconds.
Yeah,
so
got you.
They're gonna,
I actually
saying.
Got that.
You know, you've got a group chat, right?
I thought it was 2000s, yeah. And no, 2020s.
So we're going to judge.
I've got a list for this anyway.
Cool.
I feel like you can do it off the top of your head.
I can.
You really
I thought it was the 2020s. That's why I was writing things down.
No, you're good.
Okay, that's just...
2000 to 2009.
I'm done. I'm
I think it's nice to sometimes talk about stuff that we're sort of far removed from rather than the contemporary stuff that we see in the last few years.
We should do this for TV shows one day as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's the one I'm actually.
This is a nice episode to have.
To kill for.
A nice episode to have, like when we don't have anything that we really want to talk about specifically.
Yeah. Wait, so you haven't prepped either?
No, it does. Getting backups.
Sorry, because.
All right. So first person, you know what? We'll go Manny.
Ha! Ha! You're pagan. Oh, all he wanted to do was go first. That was the only request.
So I'm gonna take this off the ball right away. Because I feel like,
and where are you gonna?
I'm really
gonna go with the best redacted film of the 2000s. Yeah. The best superhero film of the
2000s. You're such a waste, man, bro.
If I went first, I would have taken it as well.
Yeah, I knew that was in everybody's mind.
What was yours?
What?
Is that, where
you drafted?
I don't have a ranking, bro.
Oh, you have to have a ranking.
Where you putting it?
Yeah.
The ones I have.
Yeah.
No, is it one? Is it five?
You're putting it five.
That's five.
Oh, the ones I have.
That's nasty.
You just wasted it. So wait, you took ours to put it fifth?
Yes, bro.
That's crazy.
Because again, I'm here to win. I'm here to win.
You know what, Manny? I love that.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
That's nasty work.
I will keep a buck. If I'm doing
2000, he doesn't even care.
Doesn't even like the film like that.
I like the film a lot. If I'm doing 2000 films and I'm doing my ranking, I don't think Dark Knight makes top 20.
You're a piece of shit.
All right, Manny,
you're a piece of shit. That's one of the greatest films of all time.
What is it?
Action.
Action.
Yeah.
That's so
probably not going to have any more action.
So you're not even using it for superhero.
Wait, superhero.
You're so funny.
Okay, superhero.
Superhero.
No, Manny, stand on what you're doing. I like this.
I don't really, you know what? Kiz, you can pick.
Oh, the next one.
You know, I got such a list that I do not care. And I knew I was going to. Thank you, boy.
All right, we're going to class that. We're going to class that. Jason,
I told you this is war, nigga. You going to get me to play?
This is really funny.
Yo, Kiz.
Take your chain.
I've seen this, so let me go first.
I said,
that is so funny.
Yeah.
All right, what a piece of shit, man.
Much, man. That's not going next. I mean, looking signs of checks. No.
This guy just got here.
All right, so this round we're gonna go this way.
Yeah.
So who's you are next?
Well, the thing is, there's no point of me saying one that you guys aren't gonna say. I should aim to shoot.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to take things off the board that you think.
I don't think you might pick anything that I picked
apart from Dark Knight.
No one's got Iron Man, so just take it.
You definitely had Dark Knight up there, innit?
It was my one.
I know.
And you put it five.
I took it as well.
No, it's funny. You took it and put it at fifth. That was nasty work. I had it at my number two, but that was nasty work for me.
That's a low blow, bro. It's a low blow.
It's a yellow card.
I'm here to fucking win.
And you want Manny?
I want Manny to win.
I actually love it.
Just because of that. Just for that, I want you to win. That was so wicked.
Yeah, Dark Knight is foul work.
All right, go on. All right,
that's foul work, man.
What did you think I was good? What did you think I was
number five?
I'm going with. Kiz, I'm going with.
Brother.
You fucking dummy, man. You so I fucking hate you, bruv. We've gone with Harry Potter.
Okay. Which one?
Which one?
The Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, you can have it.
What number?
Well, I don't know now, Jace. Because everything's been fucked up. So why are you asking me double this for?
Okay. No, but number. What number?
Yeah, but number. Can we not do the numbers later? Because imagine you have a certain number.
No, we don't.
Not that I agree, but I want to know your reason, though.
Because it just changes what. You know, it's not a leap. It's not important. It's not important.
No, no, we started with this rule and you chose number five. Okay. Therefore, we're going number five.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's actually fine. It's actually fine.
Go ahead.
So where are we going?
Me.
Goblet of Fire.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Fifth.
Yeah, putting a fire was a nasty word from your colleague.
It was not.
Fuck me, man.
But it was quite funny, though.
I was in the role of it.
I loved it. Yeah. I got into the feeling.
Yeah. And wait, what genre are we going?
Yeah, what genre?
Jesus.
The genre that I'm going with is,
believe it or not, I don't want the recipe to Mars Peach Cobbler. I do not give a fly fuck.
The genre that we're going with is book adaptation.
That's not a genre, bro.
Yeah, that's not. That was that. I'm pretty sure that was not in the.
By the way, we're on time
fantasy.
He's truly
fantasy.
Fantasy.
Fantasy. Yeah, perfect.
I think that'd probably been the one for it.
Yeah.
Really?
Brother, guys, remember I'm the ranking master, so like, okay. yeah, be nice.
Okay. Kids and guys, and I guess now Jace, can we have like a wild card?
By the way, Gaz is not in charge here, it's me.
Can we have like a wild...
The big balls.
Can everybody have a one wild card option?
No.
The wild card is your double up though.
Yeah.
No.
That's literally the wild card.
But cinema.
Yeah, that's your double.
But the wild card should be one rule that can be bent slightly.
All right, that's a nice, but we're not doing that.
Who's next?
Uh-huh. So we're going this way. So we're going to Bisola.
Okay, in my fifth spot, I'm going to put Gladiator.
Oh,
interesting. Okay. Is that a taking off the board? Is that a Percy for you, though?
That's actually a Percy. I really like. It was one of my not first movies I watched, but I remember watching it with my sister.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah, she's 12.
It means.
These two, I'm gonna.
But you chose Harry Potter, though, so I mean, like.
I mean, like.
Literally, because he's working. He's doing good work today. He's doing good work today.
Cold classic.
Yeah, no, you're doing well. You're doing well. You're doing well, man. For
talking sake. Yeah. So it's more of a Percy. That's all it is.
It's a good film.
Don't put it in first place.
So good pick.
Genre. What would you even put it down as? Is it not action?
It's action.
I just don't call action because there's no like cars blowing up.
No, it's action.
It's kind of limited.
No, it's action.
I mean, even you could
fantasy
like a drama as well.
Could we say it's fantasy?
No, it's not fantasy.
No,
because we put it against.
I would lean more to either drama or action.
Outer worldly. So it's like it's things that you wouldn't see in real life. That's it. Also,
like a dragon
period piece.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like a dragon.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Okay, we'll play as action. Number five.
Like a dragon is crazy.
Cool. My go, yeah?
Yeah.
My number five is The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I like that because I feel like.
Good film.
Fuck off! You don't even want to put it down. You don't.
I rewatched it yesterday just for this.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good film.
It's a good.
I've got to start picking smart because I feel like you guys are going to start doing things.
Was that on your board?
Of course, it was my fucking board.
Yeah,
I know.
What else comedy, is on the board. Yeah.
Comedy.
I'm gonna take that.
So funny.
Take it. I swear to God.
Yo, guys, YouTube, please, okay?
There's you one always that get I done. Might take.
Yeah. I know, I think the film's great.
Gonna what?
Yeah.
Please.
One
each, please.
Yeah.
Can I explain why I picked it?
Yeah.
Great cast, Steve Carell. He's so funny.
Yeah.
Seth, great in it as well. What's his name? Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
Paul Rudd's sick in it as well.
It's just so funny. No, I'm being serious though. It's
Kevin Hart scene.
You know what it is? It fits perfectly within that like period. Like there were some jokes that you wouldn't necessarily hear today or wouldn't be acceptable today. Mm-hmm. That like, bro, hilarious.
But that thing that Kevin Hart scene was hilarious.
Oh yeah, really good.
Honestly.
Yeah,
that's one of the greatest scenes ever.
Honestly, so funny, bro. But yeah.
There were so many great moments in it, to be fair. Just seeing his journey towards like finding like the woman that he wanted to be with as well.
The end was ridiculous though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great film, man.
I read that apparently the scene where he's getting waxed, apparently like that's all like real, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that
was a great scene.
Seth Rogen and who's it? Paul Rudd. They said like that's all like natural reaction.
Seth Rogen is incredible in that, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, he's a great comedy actor. So
I think that Seth Rogen is going to become the Kanye West of film. I think
hopefully
he's
he doesn't
lose
marbles that way though.
Yeah.
Cool.
Kanye West. That's not even a phrase. The Kanye West of film.
you can say whatever you want, okay, but Kanye in music is noted as a genius.
What did you bring it up?
He's a genius.
He just wants to hate.
All right, we are going to go with Bisola.
Okay, cool. Now, this is the problem, yeah? I my heart rate is actually because I feel like Manny's going to choose me. I feel like he's saying it, but I don't think he's going to do it. But now I'm just on edge.
I know he's going to take one. I know he's going to take one off your board. Facts.
Yeah, but I don't know like why he's going to do that. Because he's going to put in like, we can't put it fifth anymore, so that's fine. So it's going to be fourth, but I'm still going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd want to choose it this early because other things I want to take off the board. Mm-hmm. But could you shut up? I'm going to go for my first place pick.
Number one.
Yeah, because I'm anxious.
She's kind of she's shook because he's terrified.
But you don't have to put it one. You just need it on your board.
This is definitely my number
one. No.
Oh, it's your one.
I got to be myself. It's my
what one. What is your one?
Okay. My number one is Legally Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see
that coming. Tell us about
I'm going to do that or...
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know like, what other one you're going to take.
That's crazy.
And I know why he's sick, yeah? Because some of the films that he might have picked, might, he knows we won't pick them.
Yeah.
That's why you're fucked.
Yeah. I know. There's like at least four films that I have on here. I know no one's going to pick.
Do you know, yeah?
You're sicker.
Film that was my number one, and then this morning I had to double check here on the release date, and I effed up here. It's 2010, was Shutter Island.
Oh.
That was your number one?
That was my number one, man.
You got really.
Yeah, you would have got spanked in this game.
Yeah. Terrible taste, man.
Shutter Island's a great
That's
film.
One of
No, it's a really good film. Charlie and DiCaprio, but you would have got spanked in this game, bro.
Yeah, first place.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
That's not a dot
mine, like, mine's actually got.
I actually don't have number one anymore.
What genre are we going with?
So.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What are the genres again?
What genre do you think the film is?
Yeah, what, where do you
comedy.
All right, cool.
That's okay,
comedy.
That's your pick.
You say rom-com?
It could
you
have
been. Don't.
I would have said rom-com.
But yeah, because the whole base rom-com.
It's it.
Yeah, do you know what, Jace? You're right. Comedy.
Yeah.
Put down as comedy.
Thank you.
It was excellence. Is excellence a genre? Put it down as that. Excellence.
Don't.
In brackets, excellence.
Who's next?
Gaz.
Puss.
Ah. Yes!
What do you have so I can talk in the...
Just hurry up and say Iron Man so we can move on.
It's not on my list.
Sure thing. Your superstar's not on your list. Crazy work.
All right.
Hey! Good work!
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got to have a Robert Downey Jr. film.
You do.
What Sherlock Holmes?
By the way, you got. Am I saying this right? You got cooked in the comments about that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Wait, about what?
Robert Downey.
By the way, into the mic, my friend.
Bro, look at the comments, by the way. Oh, no. Okay? It's fair, very leaning
it's
to.
Not.
People no, it was on my side more, bro.
It was balanced, but the people that disagreed with you heavily.
Yeah.
There were nuanced.
Because everyone was too shook about.
People also DM me and was like, yo, take his mic away.
People DM me saying, yo, she's moving mad.
One of my mom's was like, oh, yeah. I used to think that this delusion was funny, and after that, it's like, bro, I actually can't stand him.
Yeah, it's.
Bro, fuck him.
Ross Bitt.
Fuck him all, man.
One of my friends was to rush you, and I was like, yeah, I'll give you his location. It's up to you.
Bro, leave me my
guys agree with me. Literally.
What? No, but no. The reason, guys, you know what, guys, stand behind me. Let me tell you why guys is right, yeah, and you're wrong, and why it was different, yeah? Because we set the parameters before, and then guys wasn't as wayward as you were. Guys still had nuance to his argument. You didn't. You were just saying outlandish shit.
No, because you lot didn't land on agreement with Halle Berry compared to Robert Downey.
And that's truly what it was.
The Halle Berry thing's bizarre to me.
Whatever, man. Bro. All I'm saying, okay, is that it wasn't an outrageous argument.
I don't think it is.
Because that's why it was. So then how is Hoosier's take so crazy?
No,
it makes
not,
no sense.
It's not outrageous.
You get me?
Like, but it was
no. I was so fucked
exactly.
up with it.
I don't think that's
crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what we're talking about.
I know, but I'm telling you right now, I don't think that particular tick was crazy.
Chris, what is your pick? And where are you ranking this?
Yeah, bro? Hurry up, man.
It's frustrating me, man.
There's one if somebody takes it.
My two is I Am Legend.
Yeah, you're done, bro.
I Am Legend. As your number two.
Any reactions from the audience?
That's not his best film that decade.
Any reactions from you?
No, wait, sorry. It's my three, sorry.
It's your three.
It's my three.
Any reactions from you guys?
It's a choice.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
What's your reason? Just tell us about it.
Oh wait, but before you tell us your reason, tell us the genre that you're putting it in.
That would
thriller.
Yeah. Okay. But that's no, thriller.
It's gonna got the zombies and shit, right, and all of that. Zombies, but yeah, I'm saying
you're thrilled. 100% thriller.
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah. Oh, I think it is in his top three films of all time. Okay, I think that his acting performance in that film was outstanding. Yeah.
This was the Will Smith era, man.
Yeah, 100%. Like 98 to like 2009, he was in his bag, right?
Yeah,
and I generally think okay, like him. It was almost like a one man show, right? Where he literally had to show the psyche of somebody in this like dystopian world with a dog, and like it was emotional. It was scary at times. It was like action packed. Okay, it had meaning to it, you know. And it was one of the most asked for sequels of all time, and that's a fact, by the way. That's a fact. So. The demand was there. You can hate all you want. It's a fantastic film.
Just before we do move on, I just want to bit of a sidebar. What are the top three Will Smith films?
I can't say because his number one is on my list.
All right, incredible.
Oh, the next round. The next, understand?
I mean, I haven't gone yet.
Huh? Yeah, he hasn't gone yet. He's
neither have I.
We're gonna go, and you know what? Because I'm in for entertainment. We're going Manny next.
So I've changed my goals for this game.
Manager's an agent of
originally. I just want to win. Now my sole purpose is
to destroy everyone.
A film.
I love it.
Everybody.
I love it.
You're already done that.
Exactly. I'm not looking at you then.
Fuck you.
So I have to go with Isola next because I only have one more other one in mind, and I know she's gonna take the next round. You know, guys, bearing in mind
that we can use two from the same genre.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. But it doesn't matter if he's picked with the film.
If you think you're going to take one of mine, I've got another one ready for it.
You know what? Yeah. You know, my thing is, like, obviously, I might not take your top one. I just want to take one that you had in mind.
Yeah.
With you, I think you have two in mind, so I'll let you have the next one. So I'm going to take this actor's best performance in any film that's ever done. I'm taking Training Day as my number three.
Oh my god,
at three, that's crazy.
That was mine.
I'm taking Training Day. Denzel Washington, probably his best performance.
At three is diabolical.
No, do you know what it is? Yeah, do you know what? No, let me say something right now. I love you doing money, but I also hate it. Let me say you.
But this wasn't for you though.
No, it was because it was on my list as well.
Oh yeah, but if I took the other one off your list, you'll kill me.
Good, I'm glad you know. I'm glad you know.
I'm passive glad you know. And I won't.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but you
fight back.
You got something else locked in. You got something else.
But here's my issue with you. Yeah, you're taking it. Yeah, but you're not even ranking it properly. It's pissing me off. Don't take Dark Knight point number five and then take Training Day point number three. Don't piss me off. Don't piss me off. Higher on the list.
You don't know what else on my list, bro.
If you take Mean Girls and you don't put number one, I swear to you.
Yeah, listen.
Everyone then is getting rushed.
You're going to go before me, so take it then.
Don't shout at me.
Anyways, yeah. Training Day, Academy Award winner.
But a three, yeah. Manny.
You don't know what my one and two are.
Better than Training Day and Dark Knight. What have you got on that list?
Yeah, you see. So I can't lie. The Dark Knight one, it should have been a four. I apologize. Because what I'm going to do next...
Do not put Mean Girls at five. Do not take Mean Girls and put it at five.
I can't switch it. Okay. Dark Knight is at five, and I'm saying it right now, I do apologise. It shouldn't be a five. It should be a four. But yeah.
Before we pass on, what is the genre?
I'm going to go with crime.
Yeah, I guess that works. Guys, that means you're next.
Yeah.
I think there's only one other Disney Watch thing you would have picked.
There's two.
Potentially three. Okay.
The one I wanted is 2010.
Alright, me, yeah?
Yep, yes.
Cool. I'm gonna go number. Is this a risk? I'm gonna go The Incredibles. What, for me or just generally?
No, that's not left foot. I think that's a good pick.
I think it's a good.
I realize I'm not even picking any of the films that one.
Also,
yeah, you're not. You waste time. You actually not. You piece of shit,
Jason,
bro.
What would you say?
No, I was saying like it's a bit left field for you, but also in general.
You reckon?
No, I think that's a great choice.
I think Incredible is great. It's just where I put it.
A good choice. Just
you can put it at five. Don't let me.
No, I wouldn't do that. Okay. I've already done my five.
Okay, what was your five?
40-year-old virgin. Sorry, I'm gonna put it at. I don't like this game anymore. Incredibles. I'm gonna go three.
That's a good choice.
Okay, that is even more surprising.
That's one of the best animations.
I think the animation is still one of the best,
but not the best.
The actual animation still stands up today.
I swear to God.
Yeah. I rewatched the film and it still stands today, like
we'll
visually.
About to find out.
It's a great sort of, it's not an origin story per se, but like I really enjoyed like the family dynamic and them sort of trying to hide who they are within the world. And it kind of reminded me of like the themes of like X-Men, where like, you know, superheroes are sort of extradited and not able to show their powers per se. And the voice acting is great.
And I'm also glad that they didn't force a sequel.
It came 2018.
Yeah, so yeah. They let it live for so long.
Oh, right? It was great.
Fantastic choice.
I love the kids as well, can't lie. I think the kids are great in that film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last thing, guys, what genre?
Animation.
That's a wide thing. So he can't do any more animation. More. He can do
one more. One more. Yeah. But I'm not like a big animation guy, so it's fine.
Cool. All right, you ready?
Huh?
You ready?
Me?
Yeah, Gaz.
Again? Fuck! All right, cool.
Please. There's only one of them that I'm worried about that might be in the man's list.
Spider-Man 2.
Because you're too busy. You know, you're working with hate in your heart. You're working with love.
Come on, you can't think.
Yo, at the end of this year, can I show you my original list? Because honestly, I thought I was gonna win. I swear to God.
Spider-Man 2.
I've been smoked.
One of the films that I thought I could pick came out in 2012.
I like that a lot.
Yes.
But wait, what movie was it?
The Silver Linings Playbook.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Alfred Molina as Doc Ock.
Incredible.
One of the best villains we've seen in a live-action comic book film. Mm-hmm. That's Tobey Maguire's best performance for me in Spider-Man.
Is he your best?
No, I'm a Holland guy. I got.
Thank you. I said this and everyone's just going, I'm 12 years old.
I just think the storytelling for him hasn't been great.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
He's the best Spider-Man, isn't it? Yeah.
He's got the best balance of both of me.
I mean, Andrew Garfield exists, but...
No.
Garfield's the best just Spidey single.
No, he's got the best, like, yeah. He's got the best, like, swinging scenes. Like, the movies themselves, I think they're better.
His Spidey action and him as Spidey?
You're talking about, like, as a whole, like, Spider-Man.
Tom Holland is the best, because, do you know what it is? Everyone forgets Spider-Man is a gassed-up 15-year-old. Tom Holland plays him the best.
Yeah, man.
Tobey Maguire is too dramatic.
And he's stupid.
Like, he's too, like, he's great at acting, but he's just too, like, intense. Tom Holland is actually, like, an excited 15-year-old.
Yeah, he was
Tobey Maguire was, like, an adult
wait,
Spider-Man.
Hold up, that's hold my thing as well. No. Tobey Maguire, I think, plays a Spider-Man that has just left school, so he's actually...
College.
In
but he feels so he's like big, an adult so
he, he does, yeah. It feels too...
Yeah. That's a grown-ass man.
But yeah, I'm saying. Yes, but then, guys, in the second one, it skips, like, 2 years. So, like, he's
now graduated.
Yeah, and he's got a job. And he's
he's living alone. Blah, blah, blah. That's a 30-year-old man.
He's just a grown up.
All I'm saying, okay, is that Holland played a youth, yeah, and we watched his like three films. He's still in school the whole time. We haven't even seen him. So it was different acting performances and for different reasons. That's all I'm saying.
I think Spider-Man 2 is one of the best.
Your commitment to being a contrarian is actually concerning.
What do you guys think about Spider-Man 2, Jace?
No, fantastic film. Yeah. I don't think anything you said was wrong.
Yeah, at number two, I'm happy with that pick, man.
At number two?
Yeah, number two.
Okay.
That's not too
nice.
Yeah.
Genre, I'm guessing superhero.
Superhero.
Yeah, I think I'm agree with you as well. I think it's the best out of the three.
Yeah, oh, easy for me. It's 2-1-3. Yeah. Three's like...
Yeah.
Right at the bottom. It's probably, you'd argue, like a top three Spider-Man film.
Yeah.
What's number
one? Number one probably is Across.
Yeah.
And I'd have
Across the Spider-Verse is your number one.
No Way Home, top three. Huh?
Did you say Across as in Across the Spider-Verse?
Across the Spider-Verse, No Way Home, Spider-Man.
Incredible.
Yeah. No Way Home is the craziest.
It's probably the top three.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah, man. I'm happy with that. Number two.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
All right, Jason, I'll let you pick who goes next.
Yeah.
So we just had Gaz. So
I'm quite...
Can I just say, okay, Incredibles and Spider-Man 2 sounds like two superhero picks for me.
No.
It does.
I did explain.
Because he's just being so.
But I allowed for animations. All right, and I'm the game master, so stop questioning
me. Say it again, man.
You're gonna always have like a crossover of genres.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Anyway, just for to give him a break because he's been getting killed lately. This.
Thanks so much.
Wait, what's on your board right now?
He let you go fuck out of pee.
What's on your board?
You got Harry Potter.
Goblet of Fire.
That's a good pick. Where did you have it?
Fifth.
I'd have it. I could see it as a four.
Yeah, same.
Then what else is on your list?
It might have originally been there, but I had to move it around. Okay.
Jason,
what else?
Number three was I'm Legend.
Yeah.
I have two good films there.
It's a good board.
Oh, that's so funny.
Now.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Shoot, yeah.
Jason, who's got the best board so far, do you think? Or should we wait till everyone's got three?
We'll wait until the end.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
I want to change my first spot.
Can you stop kicking the table for?
Have you?
No, it's because you moved it.
Have you already had your fifth?
Yeah.
You had fifth for what? That's a good fifth. Right. You could have that as a three.
Nah,
No, all right, you, but just generally, it could be a, three.
All right. They are deliberating.
But go ahead.
I don't like that. All right, cool. Okay, cool. now, I don't know whether to go with my new number one because someone might take it. Mm. Or...
Go for it now.
Do I? So, please. or see, Kizzo, I have a question, okay? Right. Now, if I wanted to say something like, let's just say, you know, like the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Nope.
No, you have to pick one.
What stupid. When you have to specify which Harry Potter. No, mind you, when you have to specify which Harry Potter, he's asking, can he put three movies into
it? That's diabolical work, man.
Yeah. Some would say that it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Desperate.
You set yourself up there well as well. It's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, man. Because this is your last weekend. It's crazy. Okay, now I have a choice. Do I take it from Manny? But he's not really playing the game. He's just trying to hurt us, you know.
I think he's going to zag, and I think he's going to go back to picking films that he wants.
Because the problem is, okay, individually, those films don't stand out as the greatest films, but collectively, it's a fantastic.
Wait. Are you talking about his film?
I love franchise, by the way. Don't forget.
Pick your film.
It's in my top three.
You're doing a lot of like pass.
I don't even know.
Just
I think Lord of the Rings 2 is the best film.
Okay, pick your film, bro.
But. Wait.
Guys, off camera, they look disgusted.
I'm joking. No. Obviously, the third one's the best one.
It is a surprising choice. I'll say that.
It's not the first.
I think number two is underrated.
Stop coaching him.
I'm not coaching no one.
All right, I'm going with my number one pick. Inglourious Basterds.
Nice. Nice.
What's your reason?
I'm going to give you another chance to reconsider.
No, it's too late. You picked
it. You're moving mad.
You picked it. Let me.
Glorious Bastard.
Bro, look who we have judging it, bro.
Because I thought about that. Then I realised he has a better film that decade. But it's fine.
Okay.
He has a better film.
Talk,
bro.
I know what the film is, okay. But I don't like that film.
Okay.
I know everyone does, but I don't like it. So,
genre?
Hmm?
Genre.
Period piece.
No, it's not. Period it isn't even a fucking genre.
So what did you say about Gladiator? Yeah.
I didn't.
It is a genre.
No, we put it on as action.
I know, but you said you will class it as a period.
Post. Yes, but not in the genres. As in that's an additional. Okay. But it's not like an actual. Well, sorry.
The more I think about it, Training Day's pissed me off.
I'm a. I tried to go with it as
I care, an action. Man. That's hurt me.
It makes more sense.
Wait, can we class it really as action?
Action or drama?
I wouldn't class it as action.
Drama?
Yeah, I do more drama. No, even dramas. Yeah, it's probably a period piece.
Bro, it's not a period piece. You can do drama because it's not based on anything. It's a fantasized part of
a period piece.
Yes.
Yeah, so a period piece.
Okay.
It's called historical fiction.
So like
historical fiction. Huh? Historical fiction.
I think drama's fine.
That's a period.
Yeah, I think drama's fine.
Well, because you've already done fantasy, innit?
It's not fantasy. There's no dragon.
Lord of the Rings isn't fantasy.
I don't know.
No. Inglourious Basterds.
He's gone around the houses, yeah.
I thought he did Lord. My bad.
No.
So we're going to go historical fiction.
Historical fiction, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just want to say, I'm not mad at the choice of the film. I'm just mad at the number that you put it in. That's all I am.
Where would you have it?
I'll put it at 2.
No,
too late.
Because I asked you, do you want to reconsider? No.
Oh, why would you even do that?
Someone spoke over me.
No,
you spoke over me.
Where would you have it?
Out of the films that he's chosen, I would have it as a 4.
He's got a meaty list already. He's got a meaty list already. No, there's not even this.
Hey,
this is ass, bro.
He's got a meaty list.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We're all grown adults. We all make grown adult decisions. And
I think I have a
only
great list.
Gone to number 5, Gladiator.
She fills up the middle part well. Uh-huh. Yeah, Bisola still can fill up her middle part.
Yeah. Are you guys serious? Are you saying that she's got better picks?
No, I didn't say it. No one said that.
You need to breathe.
I just said it like she has capacity to fill up that middle section of her ranking.
All right. Let's calm down.
I'm calm. It's not me.
It's Hassan.
All right.
I'm fine.
Bisola, you're next.
I'm next.
I'm fine.
Okay, cool. So my number 3 pick, I am going to go for The Pursuit of Happiness. Okay. I'm tell you why. That is actually Will Smith's
best movie.
Such
a beg. Such a beg.
Like, yeah.
She's such a beg. Oh, Will Smith's ass. Is he your top five?
I never said he was ass.
Yes, you did, bro. You've been saying it for weeks. You've been saying it for weeks.
Actually, the thing is, I've never said he was ass.
Oh my god. You're such a beg.
Let me say something. I've never said he was ass.
Wow.
Because Sam has got his dick.
That's bad TV.
In the back of his throat.
Bro.
Take it out. Take it out. And that's the problem. If you just take a breather, yeah, and just let breathe, then you'd hear what everyone else was saying.
But it'd be right
too much
right in your mouth.
In your ears. That's the reason. Now, I think Will Smith is a phenomenal actor. I think Pursuit of Happiness is an example of a great movie by him. I Am Legend is a good movie. I'm sorry. And also, Say that again.
You were 7 years old when that film came out. Okay. You have no idea. When is the last time you have seen that film?
See Happiness.
No. I Am Legend. Exactly. But we're here for no reason, bro. She's just talking to talk.
All right.
Mind you, he's angry.
Awful opinions, bro.
Maybe he should have chosen the film. Why is he angry at me? Why are you angry at me?
It wasn't even on my list, but for you to pick it, it's like, why are you
doing it? Like, the fact you picked I Am Legend over Pursuit of Happiness is...
It's crazy work, you know.
I enjoyed the film more.
No, because you can't go and say that's Will Smith's best decade and then choose I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Be fucking for real.
It was in the top three films.
Of that decade. It's not top three films of that decade.
Yes, it is.
It's not. And that's
yes,
fine. You, the thing is,
that's your opinion. You haven't got good taste.
I mean, really good taste.
I've got fantastic
taste. It's just stinker after stinker after stinker.
Bro,
with
you have
that's the
worst
issue here. But listen, Hassan, it's okay. Fine.
All right, enough of this.
If we were like fucking TV shows, should we rank the fucking...
That's a good three.
Guys, listen. We're getting very heat.
Time as well.
So like I said, number three, amazing movie. I really enjoyed it. And it feels like a cult classic. And it is one of those movies that you always regard as like his best.
And finally.
What? That's really, I don't know where to put it. Drama?
Yeah, it can be a drama. It is definitely a drama.
It's not that funny.
You know why? Because in my mind, Tearjerker is what came up, but that's not a drama.
Yeah, drama.
All right, and then which now leaves the villain.
I've gone twice.
You've gone twice. You started it.
Oh,
I went back to back.
Okay, but I've done two already.
Yeah, no, but all
yeah, we're all on three.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So
this is your fault.
I mean, unless you don't want to do three.
No, I'm gonna do a quick rip off that band-aid because I know she's gonna start shouting. Mean Girls are number four.
Yeah, fuck you.
Guess what? Funniest thing is, it's not even on my list.
Yeah, she lied.
It's not my list.
Okay.
Mean Girls won't be on my list. Think about it.
Okay, fair.
Mean Girls over Dark Knight. That is diabolical.
Yeah, I like it.
It's not on my list.
I think. Let me add. I think. I want to do like a very diverse list.
I can actually get to the back.
Justify Mean Girls.
And then if we're talking about like 2000s like musical
Listen,
slash comedy
I don't fucking
drama,
care as long as it's on the list somewhere.
Like musical slash comedies.
Why is it a musical?
You could on the musical part.
That is the definition of coming of age movie. It is set. No, sorry.
Why are you doing this?
I was thinking about the
latest.
But also, it became
a musical, a Broadway production.
If we're talking about like some of the most memorable films scenes, Mean Girls has quite a lot. On Wednesday, we wear pink.
Yeah, we do wear pink on Wednesdays.
Yeah. I can't remember what day is, like October, something else. Like,
and when you talk about, when you call someone lesbian.
Stop giving me.
Sorry. I forgot. We're not on the same team. I don't know.
I know you're wearing the same hair, but it's fine. But yeah, no, number four. And also because I want to take it away from.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually an iconic movie. I want.
No, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's a good pick, but I'm just looking at a list. I'm thinking. Above Dark Knight, it's just crazy.
No, I said it.
Manny, that's correct.
That's correct.
Can I ask you, this counts against people when they...
Yeah, listen, yeah.
No,
because I'm going to read the list and
where
like...
Rank
who has the
that's
best
fair
list.
Enough. No, that's a good list.
First of all...
Cool.
Don't side with him.
Is it your list? Why are you fighting for it?
Let me...
Mean Girls Above Dark Knight is diabolical.
No, it's not.
Let me end with this because you guys want me to be in this. I'll be in this.
Yeah.
If we're looking at Mean Girls as a coming of age,
yes,
yeah. Yo,
we're looking at.
Can you let him speak? Can you let him speak, please?
Is Mean Girls not a coming of age film?
It's alright.
So because I'm stating the genre.
Manny,
if we're looking at Mean Girls as a coming of age,
yes,
we look at Dark Knight as a superhero film,
yes,
I feel like Mean Girls does a better job of being a coming of age film. Dark Knight does a better job of being a superhero film.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah,
that's
T. Yeah. You could be wrong.
That's yo.
Clack it.
Yo, that's bullshit, bro.
It's not. Don't let them silence you.
That's bullshit, bro.
It's so long.
I'm sorry. You guys want to
be the villain. Manny, I can't. Clarify. Coming of age is the genre?
Yes.
It's not a genre.
That's not a genre.
Coming of age is a genre.
That's no, it's not. That's not a genre.
Guys, yes, it is.
Coming of age.
Not a genre.
That's not a genre.
Not a genre, bro.
Yes, it is.
In classic. No, 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 no.
Let the refs do their job.
It doesn't matter what you Google. I'm telling you, it's not a genre. Pick another genre.
No, no, I'm sorry. That is a fucking genre. Are you joking?
But why are you fighting for it?
Movies in that genre.
Hey, listen, yeah. Why are you fighting for it? I'm there with
you.
It's a yellow. You know what? It's all like yellow card. Yellow card.
It's fine. It's fine.
Can be clear.
I'll do it as comedy.
As comedy. All right. Has he already got a comedy?
Nope. I don't have a comedy, bro.
Kids. Can be clear. If you get two yellows, then you have to leave.
No. What will happen is I was actually a new rule. I was actually going to introduce Bob Isola, but like
stop glazing. Go on.
It was basically
what glazing.
Every time you do something that I don't like, you get a yellow card. Once you get a red, you get a 30-second ban. So I mute your mic. Yes.
You're silencing black women.
Yes.
Crazy work. On an all-male podcast. Crazy.
You know what's so bad? Earlier I said that I was listening to the bad episode that we did last year. And at the beginning of the episode, she said the same thing. She said, your mic is not on. Are you silencing black women? That's crazy work.
Yeah, it's a quick bar. It's a sharp bar. You know when you need a reload?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a reload.
Okay, I'm done being reactionary. My next two are going to be like films that I want to pick.
All right, so, cool. So we've kind of like reached the halfway point. So I just want to read everyone's list again, just to make sure that you are all happy. Even if you're not, you've got no choice.
Well, I like that.
Stay where you
that's
are.
That's good work.
So starting from top to bottom with Huss, as his number one, he has Inglourious Basterds. Category, action. As his number three, I Am Legend. Category, thriller. And then Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire. As his number five in fantasy.
Interested by the 4 and 2 now.
Quick thoughts? Just out of curiosity.
It's calm.
You know my
thoughts. Solid list.
No worries. Then we'll move on to Bisola as her number one. Legally Blonde, category comedy.
Childish.
Number three, Pursuit of Happiness.
Speak up.
Drama.
Glaze.
Good film.
And then as her number five, Gladiator, action.
Chad
kind of thing. Five.
I think Gladiator could
a little
higher.
Bit could be higher
for her though, innit? So I get it.
Yeah. No, not mad. Now Gaz as his number two, Spider-Man 2. Nice. Superhero, and then number three, the left field out so far for me, The Incredibles animation. Not mad at it. Just didn't.
I think it's a great film.
You
didn't see it from me.
That's the only thing I didn't see.
If I said it, would it have been a bit of a? Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
I think it's a fair enough.
And then number five, also a little bit of a left field one, 4-year-old virgin in comedy. Yeah. I never saw you as a comedy guy.
I like to laugh, man.
Clearly.
Is it
at home? with the doors closed.
When his nonchalant persona is no more.
Yes!
I like to laugh, man.
Yeah. Fairs. And then last but not least, Manny.
That's funny, though.
As it's number three, Training Day.
That's fucked up.
Even for the genre.
Can I just say, I'm looking through Manny's list. You're actually like.
I'm cooking them.
No. It reflects you playing the villain. Right. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? The list. Like, iconic villains. You know what I'm trying to say?
Iconic villains. And do you know what? Yeah. Like, even if we look at it without him playing the villain role, these are fantastic.
No,
and
the rankings matter. I can't lie to you.
But you don't know what my 1 and 2
the
are.
Rankings matter.
No. As I said,
there's only one thing that should be flipped.
When you kind of like take a step back to see how he plays the game, good films on their own. But number three is Training Day, genre crime, bit criminal in that number. Mean Girls as a number four, comedy, and then The Dark Knight as a number five in superhero.
Diabolical.
That is,
I think that's the only
most diabolical choice.
But it would have been number. If I had to do it again, it would be number four.
Yeah, no.
Do you know something? Like,
wait, so you got to put Mean Girls number five?
Come on, bro.
No, don't. Don't put Mean Girls on your list then. Don't waste it. Pick all right. More.
It's in my top five.
I don't care.
We are now kicking up around four now. And Hussam, you are first.
Oh, brother.
Here we go.
Make it fast.
Didn't he go first before?
No, so Harry, as long as no one's going to choose what you're choosing, man.
He's not been first yet.
He has. He was first last round.
Even if he was, one of you's going one. Yeah, he's not been first.
No one cares what you've chosen.
Bro, shut your face, bro. All right, so what I'm thinking...
Oh, man. I have last five films.
Same.
Well, you have time to think.
I did. Oh, you got to put me last, fair.
I actually don't mind, bro. All right. Fuck.
Yeah, I decided I'm not gonna pick my favorite films.
You're so funny. Money.
I've decided I'm not doing that.
Just the whole reverse, you know. But I said, yeah, I think probably now. All right. Okay, bro.
So you have two and four open.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think with number four.
Okay.
I'm going with Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Yeah, that's the better choice.
All right.
Yeah.
I had that in mind, but yeah.
Okay, so just for clarity.
What number?
Four.
That's crazy, but fair.
So he's got Lord of the Rings in there twice?
No.
You picked something else instead.
Okay. You panicked, remember?
Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. It had the biggest fight scene in TV and film. Sorry, it's TV and film history up until, obviously, Game of Thrones beat it in the final battle with, like, real extras.
No, continue.
Oh, cool. This is incredible. And I think it was a very good round off of obviously what the franchise is, and obviously birthed the Hobbit series, which was also outstanding, but obviously it was outside of that era for us.
That's an outstanding film. Right. Number four, and you are going to go, I'm guessing, with...
Oh, Fantasy Part 2.
Yeah, so you've now used Fantasy twice.
Correct, and that's done.
That's it. So you can't now double up on anything else for your last one. All right. We are going to go with Manny next.
Okay. I'm going to go with the best American animated film of the 2000s.
Oh my God.
Animation. And I'm going to go with Up, my number two.
You know, Up is a fantastic film though. I actually love Up.
Was that on yours? Okay.
I love Up though.
I'm going to go with Up as my number two.
It was the first film in the era that I cried to. And I cried to it in the first
10 minutes. Yeah.
The first 10 minutes.
It's a very, very emotional film, especially within the 10 minutes, like showcasing the love between the husband and the wife.
This is hurting my heart. Why have you got two for me?
You don't like Up?
Oh, Jace, what?
I think Up.
No,
he's German, man. Yeah, he's got a feeling.
I think it's the best American animated film of that decade.
No, Jace, you don't mean this. You don't mean this for real.
Yeah.
I don't know. Toy Story 2 exists.
Oh, that's a banger.
Come on, man.
I'm actually not mad at that. I'm not mad
Pixar
at that.
Pixar, fam.
I'm not having Up. Like, don't get me wrong. I do think it's probably the most emotional.
Mm. 10 minutes.
I'm not mad at Toy Story 2.
I don't know. Like, Up is a fantastic film. But then again, we're talking about, I guess, because it's also Pixar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're Pixar dealing with greatness here, I guess.
So. But Up is greatness, bro.
No, that is that.
I think there's
the best.
Three films.
Shout out Steve Jobs.
No, it is the best. Are you joking? It is the best.
No,
Up. That's why I feel like Manny Stone is on purpose.
And another, no, Up was on my list.
Was it? Okay, yeah. I thought you stood out of hate in your heart, man.
Up, Toy Story 3, and another film. I'm not going to say that I think are the best American animated films. I had another animated film, but I thought let me stick to America. So that's my number two. Yeah, you know what it was.
That one's good.
Yeah, my number two. Anime in it. We'll give you anime ticket. Yeah.
That's my number two.
All right, and you're having animation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, animation number two.
Okay, and then we will go with Bas Bisola.
Cool. Let's go.
Bisola.
No, I said Gaz. Obviously, Bisola.
No, he said.
Do you think you said that clearly?
I said it very clearly.
He was going to say he was trying to tease.
Doing pause. Too much.
Yeah.
Don't follow bad gang.
All right, cool guys, you're next.
Okay, this is really tough for me. Actually.
Fuck me.
I've got two and four open, innit? Mm-hmm. Now this is why I'm having difficulty, because I am trying to decide. I'm trying to decide whether I want to choose the most like influential or the most like. Prominent that I loved or so what I think is the best.
The most influential film has been Iron Man, surely, right?
Can you just know it is?
But that's really, truly.
That is true. I can give
most
you yellow
color.
Yellow card.
Thank you. Hey,
chill, bro.
Yeah.
Don't talk about to the ref. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. There'll be a second yellow.
Yeah, I'm not what I'm doing.
Okay, so.
Big risk, but fuck it.
This is really tough for me. So, in the fourth place.
Ooh.
I don't think anyone's going to choose my second place. No one's going to choose the fourth, to be honest. Fourth place, because he's my megastar. But also, it's my favourite movie from
Listen,
him,
yeah? Okay, we get this.
What are you picking, you piece of shit?
It's my favourite movie from him.
Hurry up, yeah? Man.
And I think...
Go on, do it.
Wait, why are you shouting me?
Do it.
What are you picking?
What are you picking?
I don't think we're choosing the same.
Okay, cool, go on. Pick.
I don't like. I don't want to argue with you, but we're not choosing the same thing.
All right, cool. Let me check.
Yeah. Mine's Inside Man.
Yeah. It's not my one though.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
damn.
That's the other one I had in mind.
Good film.
That is that honestly.
Well. I thought that would upset you.
No, it's calm.
Oh, it's not my one.
Yeah.
I had that in my backups.
Honestly, no one asked you.
Only shut the fuck up and care.
So that's my number four pick. Mm. I think it's my favorite movie from him. It's just so enjoyable. I rewatch it quite often. It's up there with Legally Blonde. There's movies that I rewatch constantly. It's just so, much fun.
Clive Owens is so dope as well. Yeah. And Jodie Foster.
Yep.
Yes.
Incredible. She's so good in that film.
Do you know what's crazy about that film? And
the little girl.
None of you guys will understand this, but the song at the end, right? Yeah. When it played in the cinema, me and my brother were like, what? That's like an iconic Bollywood song. You don't understand.
Fair.
It's like iconic. It's like right. Top.
How would we understand?
It's top five.
Because we're not.
Yeah, because you're not from.
Now Spike Lee cooks, man.
You don't think all Nigerians watch is Bollywood? Bitch. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Small minded.
Spike Lee cooks.
Yellow card.
Yeah, that's. You know what? Fair. I accept that.
Spike Lee cooks, man.
He did. That's honestly one of my favorite movies.
Just real quick, genre. You would put it as
crime.
Yeah. And you're good with crime, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it's me, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a Percy. I was going to go The Departed, but I haven't watched it in such a long time. I'd be being fake.
Yeah.
I had it in mind. Great film.
I haven't seen it in such a long
time. That is my favourite film of all time.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm
not mad at that whatsoever. Fair.
Even though it's a remake of a...
of like 70s, whatever it was.
A Korean film, I believe it is.
It was a Korean film, yeah.
Yeah, but that film...
So my number one is American Gangster.
I was going to choose, but I wasn't being honest if I was choosing it.
That was my choice.
Same reason.
I was going to do it just to spite you, but I was like, I don't hate you enough to do that. If it was Manny, I would have done it four times.
So I would have had Inside Man at my...
Yeah, I would have.
My spares are four, innit?
Yeah, you got a four. Left.
Inside Man would have been my four.
Yeah.
I think you did well. You picked it at what?
My four.
Your four.
Yeah, my
four. Film.
American
I think
number one.
I think Denzel is superb in this film.
Yeah.
The scene where he... blows off Idris Elba's head.
Yeah.
Incredible. I love the world building where we go to different parts of the world where, you know, he's sort of picking up his narcotics and his connections. Mm. We see him learning from his mentor. Visually, it's a very, very, very good looking film.
Yeah.
Captured the time. And I love the dynamic between him and...
Russell
Crowe's character. And they're both pieces of shits in different ways and they both think... Mm-hmm. Especially Russell Crowe, I think he thinks he's a good guy in the film.
Yeah.
But he's a shit husband and a shit father. Sorry for my swearing on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah. They're both not good guys at all.
They're not. They're both flawed. But you can also see the humanity in them
great
as
film.
Well. They're both flawed, but you can see aspects of good. Mm. So yeah, man. American
great
Gangster.
Film. Great film.
My number
it's
one.
Great, great.
It also birthed the best Jay-Z album.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I would say best, but I hear it, yeah.
Yeah. No one's black and white. The world isn't black and white. And I think that's what this film tells us, so.
All right, who's left for this round? Are we all? We all picked up. We've all got one.
My
left,
genre, right? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I mean, crime? I think it's quite self-explanatory.
Hey, I'll go crime. I could go like,
it's probably crime.
You could go drama, but I'll go crime.
Yeah. It's probably crime.
It's a crime drama.
All right, guys, we've got 10 minutes here. Just let everyone know.
Yeah, this is the last round now for everyone.
Perfect.
All right, now who do we start with?
To be fair, I don't think any of us have each of us picked at this point.
Yeah. No.
And I guess we can start with anyone now because we've all started.
Yeah, but just don't start Manny, obviously.
I actually want to hear Manny's.
Yeah, low key.
I want to hear Manny.
I actually, you know what? Manny, go on.
Okay. I have a few in mind, but I'm going to go with...
Bear in mind, Manny, this is your number one.
Yeah, man. This is...
He doesn't care.
This is probably... No, this is my favorite film of all time. I feel like this is... Christopher Nolan's.
Oh,
you see, I knew though.
Yeah, I wasn't. No, but that wasn't because remember originally I had two, and the two that I was going to pick, I can say my two because I don't think no one's gonna pick it. When I thought it was a collaborative work, one of them was gonna be City That Did Deals, which is City of God. That was gonna be in my top five, and also the other one was gonna be Spirited Away. But then,
what are you about to say right now?
The Prestige.
Of course.
The Prestige.
It wasn't on mine, but I was going to hate.
No, but...
Wait, man, he...
I mean, what other two films with Christopher Nolan's...
The minute you said Nolan, he typed it in.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan's best work.
Of course.
I think it's a great film. I think Michael Caine, Hugh Jackman...
great film, man.
Christian Bale.
Oh, my God.
Christian
Bale.
You know what I thought you were going to say?
What?
Inception.
That's 2010.
It's 2012, isn't it?
2010.
But I think that's the most overrated film that I like.
Inception, most overrated film I like. But yeah, The Prestige is, I think it done something to me like when I first watched it, in terms of like just appreciating a great piece of art and a great storytelling. Shout out to Christopher Nolan, shout out to Jonathan Nolan as well, because I think he's the one that he had, all of us watched the film, right?
Yes.
See the whole thing about the turn and everything else. It was his brother that wrote that part. Mm. So he has big influence within the film. But yeah, man, it's just a great film. And every time I watch it, there's stuff that I pick up that I didn't realise the first time I watched it. Mm. And I think there's a film, apart from Forrest Gump, I don't think there's a film I've watched more than The Prestige in my life. But yeah, that'll be my number one.
Great film.
Okay, and then genre.
Can we go fantasy?
There's no dragon.
Yeah, let's go drama.
Drama.
Go drama, yeah.
He's not done a drama yet. Yes, look at that. That's a very good list. Okay, the next person will be Gaz.
Come on, Gaz. American Psycho.
And
number four.
I am very happy with that. Another
Christian Bale film.
Very.
Do you know what? Yeah, I was going to put my list, but I was like, I don't. Mm-hmm. I watched it again recently, and I was like, it's just not scary. And I feel like it should be scary.
There's, I was more thrilled than scared. And I think he did his job in thrilling me. Through, especially Christopher, Christian Bale is just...
No, it's crazy. And he also looks sexy as fuck.
The way he locks into that performance is first time I watched it.
I hate like, what Red Pill niggas have done to this film. That's all I'm going to say.
Red Pill niggas is crazy.
Yeah. I hate what they've done to this film because it's such a fantastic... Oh, anyway.
It's such a good film.
It's a really
good film. But I just wish it was scary. Which is crazy, I don't even like scary movies, but I just feel like it needs to be scary.
See, I see it more as a thriller. That's where I'm going to put it, because I think it does that job. You see how, like, in one way he presents himself to be this sort of very clean, pristine, well-looked-after, well-groomed, when inside, everything is decaying. Like, he's so flawed and so frail inside, so weak inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why he does everything he does. Whereas he looks great. And I think it shows, you know, people on a day-to-day basis, you might see them, you know, you don't know what they're actually like behind the mask. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a very good pick.
For thriller.
Bisola.
Okay, so, since I didn't even want Mean Girls in the first place, so I'm not going to put number two, I don't even care, to be honest. I could put that number four. All right, so, it's two movies I'm really stuck with. I was going to do Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
But
good film.
But he just looked that into you. It's much better. Uh-huh. It's actually like, that movie's crazy good. That is what you call an all-star lineup, number one. Yep. Yeah. And the movies we got after that were quite reflective of that movie.
For sure.
He just looked into you. Like, we got a run of movies that was so similar to that and to that premise. Like, it's crazy good. And it was just like a run of just... Yeah, man. Oh.
Films that you like.
Brangelina, though.
Yeah.
Brangelina.
Yeah. No, honestly, Mr. Mrs. is great. It's great.
Oh, growing up, by the way, like, I still have the biggest crush on Angelina.
She's great.
Yeah. That's great for you.
Yeah, I had a bigger crush too.
She's good milk, man. Still. She's
no, she's beautiful. That's a gorgeous lady.
Literally. Yeah. Word for word.
And she's not a weirdo.
Yeah. And you know what? They all are from that generation. Well,
but no, I do like him. It's not just into you. That's a very.
Yeah, do you know what I love about it the most? Yeah.
What'd you say? It doesn't matter.
What the fuck did you just say? Did you guys ever watch The Big Short?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I didn't.
And so it reminds me.
Sorry?
No. You guys have to let me land before you start jumping the gun. The filming style of like breaking the fourth wall and explaining things to us, being like, hey, so this is why this happens, yeah? It felt exactly like just like into you. If it was for like Finance Bros, I promise you, watch it again back to back, and you're gonna feel the same way.
I'm pretty sure there's not a single scene in there where they turn and look at the camera to break the fourth wall.
In
and
Big Short,
no, in
he's just not into you.
Yeah,
when
they're explaining to each other.
The whole fucking premise of that movie is explaining why he's not just into you.
Yeah, but like, they don't break the fourth wall and look at you like they do in The Big Short.
Yes, they do.
Wait, what scene?
Have you lost your mind?
That's telling me the scene.
Okay, cool. So when he's not answering the phone, yeah, ladies. Now this, and they literally do four.
I'm pretty sure he's talking to.
No.
To what's her name?
You haven't watched the movie.
I have.
No, you have, because that's all the movie is.
She's at the bar, and he's talking to her.
I'm saying right now, you haven't watched the movie.
I have to watch the movie.
I'm saying you haven't.
I'm literally explaining you a scene from the movie.
That's pretty much how it starts. Because the first thing is that the little girl, yeah, get open. The little girl. No.
We're short on time.
No.
Oh wait, no.
The little girl, the opening scene is like, oh, he hit me, and she's like, oh, darling, that's how like. Boy Shallot, the interview. That is the first.
I'm remembering now. Yeah, let's relax.
Anyways. No, you relax. Dig. That's the second yellow. Put his mic down. Jay's put his mic down. No more talking.
I'll be taking over Kiz's duties for now for the rest of the list. So,
He's got 2 yellow cards?
Yes.
Yellow cards. He's
not. He got 2. No.
It's a 30-second ban, so you won't hear from him for the next 30 seconds.
Yeah, 2 yellow cards.
So, number 2, and then your genre is?
Rom-com.
Yeah, okay, thought so.
Not mad at it.
Okay, so last but certainly not least.
What's this for? Your number 2?
So we've all done our 4 lists now, right?
Yeah.
You haven't done yours?
Yeah, no, I'm the last, yeah.
What number have you got left?
2.
Interesting.
It hasn't been 30 seconds.
You need this to be a slap, you know.
He's going to pick Iron Man.
I think, bro, I generally think I have a very good list. Especially if I had Training Day.
No, TikTok.
I mean, we all had Training Day and Dark Knight Taken.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I stopped.
You gotta make your pick.
Damn.
Well.
Stop stalling for time.
No, I'm not. So like, you know, I had a few things, you know, like obviously like Kill Bill, Finding Nemo, you know what I mean? No Country for Old Men. Return of the Sith.
I was talking about Shrek 2.
Good film.
And stuff. I am fighting. Sorry, people still got me. I am fighting between X-Men 2.
You gotta pick one.
Bad Boys 2.
I think that's a banger, by the way. So
X-Men 2, Bad Boys 2, which I think is the best buddy cop film of all time. And Ali. And then Ali, which I think is the best biopic or adaptation of a character of all time.
He was talking about time, by the way. Do you remember that?
Who?
You were saying time short. So,
pick what is number 2 for you.
Which guys? Which one would you guys like?
What do you want to pick, bro?
No, because that's not fair, innit? You get me? Because like,
yes, it is.
Like,
someone else asked bro, that.
Because like the Percy thing. Okay. I genuinely think it was. I think other than King Richard, I think his best performance as a person that isn't him, right? Is Ali, you know what I mean?
But you said that about I Am Legend, no?
No, because he's not playing an adaptation.
Okay, an adaptation, you said his best role was I.
Yeah.
So this isn't his best role. Ali's not his best role, but it's not a better role than it.
No, it is, it's higher. I said that I Am Legend is his top 3.
No, you said that was his best
bro,
role.
Bro, go back. I said
three, I'm gonna edit. I'm pretty sure you said word for word that it was his best role. Three. He said it, no, that.
Bro, I'm gonna agree with you, but he's gonna act like he never said it.
Yeah, like, because we looked each other in the eyes when he said that word for word.
Bro, my OG list, okay?
Okay, don't remember your OG list.
It was
number 2.
It was a fucking higher. I said top 3. So suck him mums. All you.
Number 2, you're going to Ali then, right?
Huh?
You say Ali is number 2?
Yes.
So Ali. All right.
Love that film.
Genre?
But is it a biopic? Yeah.
Cool.
Biopic. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we read back Hassam's list, please? We're gonna
read back I need to laugh. Read back everyone's list.
Yeah, can I throw in some things that I really want to put in the list? Yeah. Can I read out the list I had originally?
You have... I'll do it in 20 seconds. Guys,
20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Okay, cool.
For each of your...
My original list is like 10 things. But I had Legally Blonde, Dark Knight, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Training Day, Gladiator, Just Not Into You, Pursuit Happiness, Shrek 2, and Inside Man.
Missed out Mean Girls.
Nice.
I didn't have Mean Girls in there.
Yeah. I low-key had Slumdog Millionaire, Kill Bill. I kind of wanted to throw in Bendy Like Beckham in there just in case. But yeah, those are the rest I have.
That's hate in your heart.
Right, Bendy Like Beckham. I really loved that. That's one of my favourite British films.
I'll go. Dark Knight, The Incredible, Spider-Man 2, American Gangster, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Order of Phoenix, Training Day, Inside Man, American Psycho, Law Abiding Citizen.
Law Abiding Citizen. What an underrated
in my top 3 films of all time. My
Yeah, that's crazy. That's actually crazy. Work. I forgot what? That.
And you didn't add it.
Wait, top 3 films
he
of all time.
I Am Legend instead, guys.
I am legend.
Will Smith won't even put that in his top 3.
I'm actually okay with it not being in my top 5.
No, I'm disgusted.
Your personal top 3. You don't believe
that. But yeah, I do think it's a good film.
It's a real film.
I would have put that in mind because honestly, I used to run around saying that was my favourite film.
It's one of those films you can just watch.
Yeah.
It's an amazing film.
It's a really good film.
No, I don't disagree.
It's not critically acclaimed.
I just don't think it's in your top 3.
Isn't it like top 10 on IMDb?
It's not critically acclaimed.
I promise you it's not top 10 on IMDb. I promise you
that. It's not.
It's probably not even top 100.
I promise you, it's not even top 100. I promise you that.
She just jumped up, so I had to move back. No, shouting at me. Exactly.
All right, cool. Gaz, 20 seconds ago.
He's done his. Just did it. That's the reaction we got. It's Hassam.
It's us.
Hassam. Oh, sorry. I thought it was Hassam. The way he got.
No, yeah. I was.
Hassam, what was your original list?
What did you just have? What did you have?
I had, yeah, The Dark Knight, Training Day, Ali, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire.
Good film.
And No Country for Old Men. Mm. Return of the Sith, Kill Bill 2.
Return of the Sith?
Huh? Yeah.
It's a cult, it's one of the cult classics, isn't
it?
Yeah.
And then for animation, I had Wally. Used to love that film, but yeah, that's pretty much.
That was the only animation you had.
That and Finding Nemo.
I forgot to mention Prisoner of Azkaban. I think that film was fucking crack.
That's my favorite.
Oh, by the way, what year did Prisoners come out?
That's like 2005.
It's my second
Prisoners. That's way later than that, surely. I Prisoners, the Hugh Jackman joint, right?
Prisoners of Azkaban. Prisoners is like 2013.
That's what I thought you guys were on about.
Would you have accepted 2012?
Jason, go on.
Yeah, as you were saying, Jason.
That's a good film, man.
His list stinks, isn't it? That's what you want to say.
No, I'm not going to say that his list stinks.
We think that already anyway. So
I'm not going to say that his list stinks. However, in his honourable mention, he had No Country for Old Men, which, in my opinion...
That's
better than every single
that's
one.
That's to please you. That's to please you,
that's
man, though.
Just to please me. No. Well, how? If it's in your honourable mention, you must rate that film.
Yeah, but not in my top five.
What? Ahead of Inglourious Basterds.
I love Inglourious Basterds, man.
I am legend. I want you guys to remember.
Inglourious Basterds. I think that Inglourious Basterds, okay, has one of the best
opening scenes
of all
it's
time.
It's not as good as you made
can
out,
get,
man.
Can we get?
Oh, I watched that movie.
That opening scene is.
No, let me tell you why. Yeah, let me tell you why I didn't think it was that great. Because I said Law Abiding Citizen has the best opening scenes ever. Yeah,
it doesn't.
And then it does because it starts. It's about starting immediately. And he was like, "No, watching Inglourious Basterds. It's 15-minute conversation. Then they start shooing up the basement.
Nah, yeah, because you have
the brain capacity for it, bro. Did you get me?
Like, there's not the same
it's not
thing.
Not like being girl just like we're putting each other's hair and shit, bro. Like,
what movie is that?
Fucking, I don't know. Badders 2, I don't know, bro.
Badders 2.
Let's get these read out, please.
All right, cool.
Find that funny. Anyway, all right, I'm reading out everyone's lists and then
we'll do your ranking for who's first of who you think's best or worst.
I don't want to play this game.
I'll do that at the end, but we're going to read everyone's list.
Yeah, do it. We got like 5 minutes. Let's wrap this up.
Oh, yeah.
Bro. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, starting from top to bottom with Huss as its number one, Inglourious Basterds. Number two, Ali. Then he's got I Am Legend at 3. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King at 4. And 5 is Goblet of Fire. Biz, we've
Return
got...
Of the King's 4 is crazy. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I think that's fucking for the list.
For Bisola, we got Legally Blonde at 1. He's Just Not That Into You at 2.
Good film.
Pursuit of Happiness at 3.
Solid.
Inside Man 4. And Gladiator at 5.
I had that higher, but...
Not mad.
You're telling
me
that hard list is better than mine?
100%.
No one's...
What do you mean?
You threw that in the air. You didn't
no one has said that, but 100%.
No! I didn't even say it. Everyone is just come about.
You need to throw that in the air, you know.
To be fair, I could have said the best films of all time. Okay,
yeah, but no one did that.
You guys were still...
If you said... All right, moving on. Them things there. Dark Knight or Training Day.
Manny, you're a sicko.
I've been right there with you. Manny, Dark Knight, Training Day, Return of the King. Come on, bro. You would have swept.
You're sick.
You're actually a sicko, nah.
But instead, he said, I Am Legend. What is this?
I was always going to be on my list.
And that's the worrying part.
Yeah, so for Gaz, we've got American Gangster at 1, Spider-Man 2 at 2, cool. The Incredibles at 3, American Psycho at 4, 40-Year-Old Virgin at 5.
Can I just throw something out there? For ranking, I think that's really solid.
I think you've got a
I think
list.
That's really solid.
We'll be the judge of that.
There's too much here. I'm trying to slide push. Relax.
Sorry.
He's mad.
Happy with my list, man.
Oscar pushes.
Sorry. My bad. I was a bit excited, guys.
All right. And then last but not least, Manny. Prestige at 1. Up at 2, Training Day at 3, Mean Girls at 4, and then Dark Knight at 5.
You've got a good list.
I actually hate his list.
I would just swap things around.
Mean Girls and then.
Stop it! Stop saying that! No!
Mean Girls
ass. It's still a really good film.
Mean Girls ass.
Alright, you're gonna give us 30 seconds to just deliberate.
I mean, you've already done the.
No. We're gonna mute
our. What are we supposed to do in the meantime?
Just talk about stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Just talk about why you hate whose list in particular.
I Am Legend.
The thing that's what I said. You could even pick it last because no one else is gonna pick it.
I explained it really. Like
I know you love the film. So.
I don't see how you guys don't see that as a top three acting performance that he's done ever. Like I just that scene, okay, where he does his routine, right? Mm-hmm. Sees the fucking mannequin, okay, calls him Fred, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then like 20 minutes later, okay, sees that same mannequin in the middle of nowhere, and then he's like, Fred, how'd you get there, Fred? How'd you, like, he's terrified and like tearing up, okay, because he's thinking that he's going mad, but it's either he's gone mad or these zombies have figured out how to get him out there. Do you know what I'm saying? Bro,
I think
I Am Legend is a really good film.
It's not a fantastic film.
But I Am Legend,
fantastic best.
I think they're saying three is a bit higher.
Because I think...
It's high, but also for Will Smith films, that really was his decade. No joke, yeah?
It was his decade.
He had hit after hit after hit. I Am Legend isn't the hit. Like he's really, really good. I think Pursuit of Happiness.
That's an acting masterclass.
So I'm
not going crazy because I think I Am Legend is shit. I'm not going crazy because I think Will Smith has a good performance. I just think he's done better that decade.
Yeah.
I'll say my top three films of him of all time.
He did
the decade.
Yeah.
Of all time is
yeah, the all person. Go on.
He stole
is Ali. Well.
Mm-hmm.
I Am Legend. Also, Pursuit of Happiness. Bad Boys 2. And then.
I wish he was in
the going, son.
All right. Are you guys ready for this? Bear in mind,
wrap up this episode. Yeah.
We've also decided who wins based on where you've placed certain
things. Some BS.
So it's not just about picking the best films because, you know, we want certain films. Do they deserve to be a fifth on the list? Things like that. All right. Coming in at number four, we have...
Hassam.
Oh, you know what?
No, you know what?
Do you know what? I've accepted being this fucking PCS Scrooge, okay? Right? That's calm, innit? Okay? Do you know what I'm saying?
Don't do the victim thing. Bias.
My fucking fat. Okay? You see these fuckers, right?
YouTube.
By this point, I'm class anyway. It's calm. Okay?
What would you debate that?
It's calm.
Come on, Hassam.
What would you debate that?
Well, honestly, that's just bullshit. Okay, what's it come from you two, right? You watch fucking German war films, right? And you probably watch some Bollywood thing, fam, right? Okay, I don't even know what you want. What fucking what you went on? I put Inglourious Basterds on there, okay? What's fucking? It's only because they killed his boys.
Let's move on to the next.
But question for Hassan. Did you think you were going to be higher than four? That
I thought I was going to be top two.
Top two.
That's crazy.
Lord have mercy.
When half of your picks are already taken from someone else. Be for real, man. Be serious.
All right.
Anyway. Okay.
Legally Blonde first.
At number three, we've got Bissola.
I'm feeling. I'm not shocked that I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm self-aware. You need to be self-aware.
You're shocked that you're number four.
Yeah, like, be serious.
I'll be so real. I don't think you understand how diabolical... Choice.
His list sucks. It sucks.
The thing is, okay, I don't know why I'm the only one getting commentary. Shut the fuck up and move on.
No. I was quiet.
You're quiet when she don't answer us.
Now I was quiet.
Okay. You laughed.
Move on.
Bissola, I wouldn't say that you're only at three because I do feel that. All right, you see.
Is it Gladiator that you wanted higher?
It's that's what it is as well. Like, as in, like, Gladiator is not a fifth pick. You know what I'm saying? It could compete for one or two, I reckon. Like, amongst,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But I guess because you don't really rate Legally Blonde.
I do write, yeah, but because it's under comedy, I feel like in that decade there are other comedies. If you had it as a rom-com, I would have been like, okay. Yeah,
but did I not say it was a rom-com?
No, you said comedy.
No. Oh, Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was a rom-com.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You would have put it higher if it was a rom-com.
Oh, for sure.
But I wouldn't have it as like, obviously...
Because it's not funny enough. It's actually, like,
I get why you've picked it to win. He's Not Just Into You. As a rom-com, okay, it's a very good film. Mm-hmm. I get why it's on the list, but my mind's going to black now, but I know there are better rom-coms. To be number two... You know,
because guys, everyone go rewatch it. Yeah,
no,
I'm really interested.
It's a very good film. I like that film.
But I'm surprised. But what was your favorite above it?
Sorry,
I'm surprised. I think that was my favorite. That was actually my favorite.
Oh, Huss wants us to wrap up now because he's had
because it's not about him. It's not about
But Inside Man, only thing I would say, Inside Man could have been higher, but just this is the Percy list.
All right.
Like, after Manny already took Dark Knight, I knew where this night was going to end. So I just let me focus on me.
That was good. You thought this night was going to get dark.
Yeah.
Well, Now, moving on this to our runner-up of this list. We Manny. Have got Manny.
That's BS.
It's because your rankings. It's your rankings.
It is, bro.
I'm guys, his rankings are stronger.
Yeah, literally.
It's a better order.
Okay, so like, obviously, guys, the winner.
Yeah.
No, because you're more fanfare. What the hell? And the winner is...
And yeah,
we'll get
but time though, yes, just you're quite do both because time innit.
Okay. So, for example, we're looking at The Dark Knight at 5.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's diabolical work, bro.
It should be 4.
It cannot be. No. Because Up cannot be above Training Day. It cannot be above Training Day.
How can Up not be above Training Day?
Because I'm telling you, it cannot be above Training Day. That's why.
If your reasons for two things,
no, what?
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I think you're wrong, but I'm not mad.
Bear in mind. You've just lost because of placement.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You clearly had the better list because you had all the stuff we wanted. Then.
Yeah. Your list is fantastic.
And then he added a Percy to top it off, which is kind of sick.
Yeah. Even your number one. He's number very one. Very good. It's like not. It's not like to like knock it off or whatnot. But
so if I put Dark Knight at 4 instead of Mean Girls at 5, would have been.
Can you stop taking guys like
Up is not 2 on this list.
I have a Dark,
but I think like. But
Ow! Prestige, Training Day, Mean Girls, and Dark Knight. Up is not. Two on that list.
Up being what I think is, I think arguably debatable that it's the best animated film of the 2000s. Is that not debatable?
No. So
what? It's not a debate. That's the best animated film.
It's not. It's fully not.
American.
It's fully not.
No.
That is
no,
nasty.
No, it's not.
That is right, nasty.
It's not.
All right. All right.
No, you're
all
right. Right. It's one of them.
It's not.
That was Shrek 2.
Shrek 2, Toy Story 2. I take those.
No, guys. You guys don't understand how good Up is.
Oh, yeah, but okay. You guys are bugging.
You guys just go home and watch it.
Wait, we're running out of time.
Guys'
list and where their placements are exactly why he has won.
Okay, what's the list?
So American Gangster number one, Fares. When we go in for number one, that's a fantastic topic. Spider-Man 2 for a superhero film.
It's only because it's number 2. That's what you're putting out 2.
It's Spider-Man 2. That's what I'm saying.
That's the only reason. Yeah, it's the only reason I did it.
Two. It's one of the best
superhero films.
It's one of the best superhero films of the decade.
No, facts.
Then The Incredibles, that's for animation. That's one of the best animations.
I think it's one of the best animations.
So like,
yeah, but I didn't have it as, what's up for you too?
Yeah, so three.
Then them having American Psycho at 4 is a bit of a, we were debating that because that could be higher.
You reckon?
So to be number 4.
Really?
And then 4-Year-Old Virgin, fair enough, as 5.
You have American Psycho above The Incredibles?
Yes.
Interesting.
No, that was actually a perfect list.
I wouldn't say, it's not perfect.
4-Year-Old Virgin is a fucking great film.
Good again, I haven't watched American Psycho like, close to 15, maybe.
But congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, that's a wrap up for the pod today. We are the Post Credit Scene Podcast, a 14 HQ original.
That was a film, great
TV and theatre. That was a really enjoyable episode, for sure. Make sure to check us out on all social platforms. We are the Lovers of Film, TV and Theatre, and we are out.
Yeah.
Boom.
Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post Credit Scene Podcast.